But on the other hand, it was filled with progressive politics. And it was the, you know, one of the few magazines that they interviewed MLK and they interviewed Muhammad Ali. And they did a lot of articles that were very progressive in the politics. They were pro-choice at a time when not many outlets were openly so. And they were very pro-First Amendment. And these causes that the culture sort of caught up to, but Playboy was doing it at a time in the 50s, 60s, 70s when it wasn't that accepted from big national magazines like that.
When I was growing up, there were two magazines you collected. One was Playboy and the other was National Geographic.
Two very different.
Two very different.
Yeah.
Matt, what happens going forward? We know that his son Cooper is going to be taking over the magazine. Circulation has dropped significantly, as have many industry magazines as well. How does the magazine and the brand go forward in a digital age?
It's a tough road. I mean, recently, Cooper Hefner, Hugh's son, has assumed control of the brand. But the magazine, you know, they have gone through a rocky tenure with multiple editors. They got rid of nude pictures, then they brought them back. They have a very lucrative licensing business where the Playboy brand is very meaningful around the world. But in the U.S., they really have struggled, and the culture has sort of gone beyond Playboy. They have to figure out a way to make the Playboy brand relevant in today's media and cultural environment.
Of course, everyone will remember that iconic Playboy bunny that you founded, right? Matt, thank you so much.
Thank you.